All right. You go back and wait for me by the foothills. Give me 2 days. If I'm not back by then...
Rupert, you don't have to do this.
We could always go back and tell the court that we couldn't find a dragon. No one would know.
I'd know.
All right. Good luck, sire.
Thank you.
You'll be careful now.
I'd hate to have to break in another rider.
Rupert stood a moment, listening to the slowly departing hoofbeats. The unicorn would be safe enough in the foothills. If Scree hadn't blocked the trail, he would have found some other excuse to send the unicorn back. What remained of the quest was Rupert's responsibility and his alone. There was no need for both of them to risk their lives. Rupert shook himself briskly and studied the vast patch of Scree before him. It looked treacherous. 40 feet of it, but barely 10 feet in width. One wrong move, and the shifting stones would carry him clean over the edge. Rupert glanced briefly at the drop and swallowed dryly. It was a long way down. If he were to slip, he'd reach the foothills long before the unicorn did. He grinned sourly and stepped lightly onto the Scree. The packed stones shifted uneasily under his weight, and Rupert held his breath as he waited for them to settle. Slowly, step by step, foot by foot, he moved up the Scree, taking his time and testing each part of the Scree cautiously before committing his weight to it. Despite all his efforts, the sliding stones carried him closer and closer to the edge, and Rupert knew he wasn't going to make it. The gusting wind plucked fussily at his cloak, and he felt the Scree stir under his boots.
Oh, this isn't good.
He threw himself to the ground as he started to fall and slowly slid to a halt with one foot hanging over the edge. Barely 5 feet more of Scree stood between him and solid rock, but it might as well have been 5 miles. Rupert lay still. He couldn't go, and he couldn't go back. The slightest movement could mean his death. Rupert frowned as an answer occurred to him. A slight movement couldn't save him, but a lunge with all his strength behind it just might. It might also kill him. Rupert grinned suddenly. What the hell? If the Scree didn't get him, the dragon probably would.
All right, Rupert. On three. One, two, three! Yes! Yes! Made it! Made it! Hands are bleeding. And I left the canteens back with the unicorn. Can't even wash the stupid wounds. Let's just hope they don't get infected.
He shrugged the thought aside, turned his back on the Scree, and trudged tiredly along the uneven path that would lead him eventually to his dragon. Sometime later, the trail suddenly disappeared, replaced by a seemingly endless series of narrow steps cut into the sheer rock face. Rupert turned away from the sight and looked out over the long drop, taking in the view. Beyond the many miles of tended fields, the forest seemed very small and very far away.
Almost there.
Rupert turned back to the steps and began the long climb. The steps were crooked and uneven, and pain blazed through Rupert's legs and back as for hour after hour he fought to maintain his pace. The stone stairway stretched out behind him and before him for as far as he could see, and after a while Rupert learned to keep his head down and concentrate only on those steps directly ahead of him. The air grew steadily colder as he made his slow way up the mountain, and the driving wind carried sleet and snow from the summit. Rupert huddled inside his thin cloak and struggled on. Vicious gusts tugged at him as he climbed, and the bitter wind blew tears from his eyes. The cold numbed his hands and feet. His breath steamed on the chill air, and still he climbed, step after step after step, fighting the cold and the surging wind and his own pain. He was Prince Rupert of the Forest Kingdom, and he was going to face his dragon. The stairway ended in a narrow ledge before a vast cave mouth. It gaped before him like some deep wound in the rock face, filled with darkness. Rupert moved slowly forward, fatigue trembling in his legs. The Night Witch's map hadn't lied. He'd finally found his dragon. Ever since leaving the court, he'd wondered how he'd feel when he finally had to face the dragon. If he'd be scared. But now the time had come, and he didn't feel much of anything, if truth be told. He'd given his word, and he was here. He didn't believe he could beat the dragon, but then he never had. Deep down, he'd always known he was going to his death. Rupert shrugged. The court expected him to die. Maybe he'd live anyway, just to spite them. He tried not to think about the long drop behind him, and concentrated instead on the correct form of the challenge. All in all, he'd never felt less heroic in his life.
Well, here goes.
Hideous monster! I, Prince Rupert of the Forest Kingdom, do hereby challenge ye! Come forth and fight!
Pardon?
What? I said, hideous monster! I, Prince Rupert of the Forest Kingdom, do hereby challenge ye! Come forth and fight!
The dragon emerged slowly out of the darkness, filling the cave mouth with his massive bulk. Long, sweeping wings wrapped the creature like a ribbed emerald cloak, clasped at the chest by wickedly clawed hands. A good 30 feet from snout to tail, light slithered carelessly along his shimmering green scales as the dragon towered over the prince, studying him with glowing golden eyes. Rupert shifted his sword, and the dragon smiled widely, revealing dozens of very sharp teeth.
Well, hello. A nice day, isn't it?
You're not supposed to say anything. You're supposed to roar horribly, claw the ground, and then charge me breathing fire.
Why?
Well, it's tradition, I suppose. That's the way it's always been.
Not with me. Why do you want to kill me?
It's a long story.
Really? Oh, I hoped it might be. You'd better come in.
Oh.